From Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA, celebrating the African-American preaching tradition of excellence, here is the founder of SoulPreaching.com, Elder Sherman Haywood Cox II.
Hello, this is SoulPreaching.com. I want to thank you for listening to this audio. In this particular audio, I wanted to actually interact and address some comments that were made to one of the posts on SoulPreaching.com. The particular post was entitled Cotton Candy Sermons with a question mark. Here I actually quoted Haddon Robinson, who spoke of the growing number of cotton candy sermons that are being presented in our Christian churches. And he actually spoke against such types of preaching and encouraged preachers to still hold on to solid doctrine, still preach and present solid doctrine, at the same time addressing the real needs of humanity. And I actually posted that, and a couple of comments have come, some on the website and some in emails. One comment, someone wanted to know how the cotton candy and celebration come together. Some wanted to say that I often speak of the need for celebration, and that being problematic in light of this particular post. And so they wanted to know, how do I distinguish between celebration and cotton candy in this particular presentation? Another comment, which was interesting, wanted to say that there is a time for all of this. There's a time for cotton candy until the believer grows up, and then there's a time for solid food after that. And I thought that was interesting. I wanted to address that as well, because I think this is an important question. We're talking about what we should preach and how we should preach, the themes that we are to address, and that type of thing. This is important for those of us who are preachers to know what we are going to present in our particular congregations. And so I don't want to get overly I don't want us to fall into the trap of arguing about the metaphor that is used. The metaphor is attempting to encapsulate and give us information that we can use. And so I did continue on with the metaphor of cotton candy. In the past, I've continued using the metaphor of the doctrine or the sermons that are presented as some sort of food, because I've used celebration. I've used in the past, a dessert, the term dessert to be a metaphor for celebration. Other times I've used gravy and that type of thing. All of these are going to have some drawbacks when you use them in this particular context, but it can be helpful for us, and I think it's going to be helpful for us today. What I first of all wanted to talk about is the thing that we present to our people. And we're going to talk about different kinds of foods or different kinds of meals. One of these meals is found in the book of Hebrews talks about it. Hebrews 5 calls it milk. There is milk. And this is really the elementary truths of the gospel. These are some of the basic foundational teachings, such as repentance, such as coming to God, such as basic growing in grace. These are some of the most fundamental teachings, and it is milk because it is important for new believers to grab a hold of this, but it's also important for those of us who are older and more seasoned in the faith also to remember. Just like babies aren't the only ones who drink milk, older people drink milk as well. They just drink other things besides milk. So here, these basic foundational truths must be presented. They must be presented to the people that you are addressing. Now, if you only teach milk, you're going to stunt the growth of your people at some point. The people need to move on to the ethical demands of the gospel. The people need to move on to different interpretations of different types of reading of different texts. The people also need to move on to your denominational belief or your denominational tradition, whatever it is that you bring to the table that you think is important for your people to understand. All of these things, your people must move on past the milk. Now, usually when I talk about moving on from the milk, we're talking about moving on to the second type of meal, is the meat. And by meat, we're talking about solid food. So you go from milk to solid food. Here, you need, it's important to have the milk. It's important to continue getting the milk, but it's important also to move on to the next step, which is going to be, as I said before, ethical demands of the gospel. How is it to live as in this kingdom of God? What is my purpose in this kingdom of God? What am I to do in this kingdom of God? We definitely want to continue, as I said before, with the milk of, because it's foundational. This milk is foundational. How do I become a member of that kingdom of God? That's foundational. But what am I to do once I get into this kingdom of God? What has God pushed me to become? Where is God finishing me? You know, these are some of the important points that we as followers of the Most High must move to. We must move our people to. There are other things, but this is just some basic idea of what I'm talking about here. So you got milk, then you got meat, then another component of what I'm talking about in my particular homiletic is celebration, or as I often term it, dessert. And this is where you celebrate the truth of that which you have presented in your sermons. You are celebrating the truth. This dessert really, and our metaphor begins to break down, but this really applies whether you are talking about the milk portion or you're talking about the meat portion, whether you are preaching in the milk vein or you're preaching in the meat vein. Wherever you're preaching, there should be, not always, but in most cases, in many cases, a celebration, which is celebrating the truth of what God has done that you've presented in your particular sermon. So that's dessert. So you got milk and you're going to have dessert. You got meat and you're going to have dessert. So that is what I mean by those particular terms. Next, there is this cotton candy or candy or a goody-goody religion. What am I talking about here? I'm not talking about celebration. I'm talking about messages that don't address the ultimate important questions and demands on humanity. The ultimate questions: what must I do to be saved? The ultimate questions: how do I become a member of God's kingdom, incoming kingdom? Ultimate demands: how do I relate to others in and outside this kingdom? Ultimate demands: ultimate questions: what has God done for us, and what difference does that make? Ultimate questions: how do I live as a Christian in a world that is bent on Christlessness? Ultimate questions: how do I turn the other cheek in a world that is bent on getting you before you get them? How do I love my neighbors in a world that does not believe or teach or support or even promote such an ideology? These are some of the larger questions, and there's more than that, much more than that. But sometimes we preach sermons such as how to get ahead at work. That's what I mean by cotton candy or candy, or how do I get ahead at work? Certainly these first questions, addressing ultimate questions, will have reference to and will relate and may be totally applicable to that particular question, how to get ahead at work. But then again, it may be the exact opposite, because ultimately the question becomes, in the first question, how am I to live as a Christian in this world? How do I become a member of that, live as a member of that community in this world? That is the question, versus how do I get ahead at work? How do I get ahead at work is a question that is really for your motivational speakers and that type of thing. Now, some people would say that the how to get ahead at work types of questions are valuable because they are relevant. My point is, whatever you teach should be relevant to the real needs of your community, the real needs of your community of faith. And what are some of these real needs? How to be in this community. When Jesus says, when the Bible says, I'm going to put a new heart within you, what does that mean? And what does the Sermon on the Mount mean? What do these mean for how we live in this world today? Now, that is what I mean there, where these particular questions begin and end with how to live in this world, how to be an effective person in this world, is really the kinds of questions that these particular, as we've called them here, candy sermons do. These candy questions ask these types of questions: how to live better in this world. The solid questions that the milk and the meat present us with are, these questions are, how to live in light of the coming kingdom in this world. Those are two entirely different questions that I'm attempting to distinguish. So that's what I mean. In light of that, there is very little need for the cotton candy sermons. There may be a time in your congregation, in your church, where you do address how to be an effective, how to get ahead at work. But as I think about this, you probably will not address them in those terms. You'll probably turn it into a meat question and ask, how to live as a Christian at work. Instead of asking how to get ahead at work, we say how to live as a Christian at work, how to be an effective ambassador of God at work. That's meat. Cotton candy is how to get ahead at work. How to get rich, you know. Plant your seed and get rich is another question. How to get money is a question that is asked by the cotton candy sermons. But when you're talking about milk or meat, you're moving beyond that too. How are we to live as an ambassador of God? And if money comes through such a means, what are we to do with that money? How are we to handle that money? Who ultimately owns that money? These are some larger questions. What are the demands on that money that God gives to us? These are larger questions that we want to deal with if we are going to talk about milk or meat versus cotton candy, which is ultimately going to satisfy your taste buds, but if that's all you get, it's going to kind of take away, it's going to rot your teeth, to be blunt with you. So if you're only teaching cotton candy, if you're only teaching candy, you're going to end up with a people starved for solid food. If you only teach milk, you're going to end up with the people who are starved, but it's going to be better than if you're only teaching cotton candy. The important thing is to teach a mixture of milk and meat. And whether you do milk or meat, always throw in a little dessert, which is metaphor, celebration. Hopefully that helps you to see what I'm talking about in this particular avenue. Certainly I have some growth to go, so if asking the questions, comment, push me if you disagree, so that we can see if I need to tweak this idea a little bit more, or if you need to tweak it a little bit more. I think that it's an important component because it really addresses this particular issue, this particular question addresses what we are doing when we preach. Are we telling people how to be effective citizens of the United States, or are we ultimately teaching people how to be effective citizens of the coming kingdom of God? And then, what are the ramifications of that? Yes, certainly being an effective member of the coming kingdom of God in some instances is going to make you a better citizen of this of some kingdoms that we find ourselves in, but in some instances it's going to cause us to be direct heads on against some of the things that are going on either in this world, in this country, or in other countries. So it is very important for us to as it were, not get it twisted. And let's get back to the foundation, which is we are teaching people how to be members of God's kingdom. Now, I do want to quickly add in closing that some may say that this presentation is really teaching people to be so heavenly minded that they are of no earthly good. And I do want to teach against such a thing, and I don't want to fall into that trap. When I speak of being effective members of the coming kingdom of God, I'm not talking about living in the hereafter or in the by and by. I'm talking about living as an ambassador in this world. world. So ultimately, you will be speaking about living as a member of the coming kingdom of God in this world, living as an ambassador of God. How does that affect our relationship? Excuse me, our relationships with others, our relationships with the church, our relationships with our enemies. This really, to be a member of the kingdom of God, especially when Jesus said the kingdom of God is among men, is really to throw us into this world and not take us out of this world. It throws us into this world to live the God life in this world. What does that mean? It means that our neighbors will see something about God's coming kingdom in us. It means in the way that we treat them, because we will treat them according to the kingdom of God. We aren't going to be of so heavenly minded that we withdraw and they do not see us. They do not they do not know that we are Christians by our love. They do not know that we care with compassion about even our enemies. They don't know these things because we have pulled ourselves out. No, they know it because we are living the kingdom life in this world. It is my contention that if we are followers of the coming kingdom in this world, then others will see it clearly, and we will not be withdrawn. We will not be taken out of this world, but instead thrown into this world. Now, hopefully that really probably needs some more thought on my end. If you want to push that idea or question me there, I encourage you to push back a little there as well. But in the end, the main point is that there is milk and meat. There's nutrition in milk and meat, and then there's dessert that we throw in, and then on the other side, there is candy, which really is not giving us any nutritional components. I want to thank you for listening to this particular audio. If you enjoyed it, I encourage you to go to soulpreaching.com to find other resources just like this one, including our free ebook, which is entitled The Preacher's Sermon Blueprint. Sign up for our email list and you'll be able to join that. You'll get that ebook in the mail. Until next time, God bless you and keep on preaching.